I can only get about.
Hi,
evening, sir.
Hi. How are you? Were you the one speaking earlier on that? So what's your view about the Sharia law anyway? I mean, do you think it's
I'm going to destroy it before it destroys me.
So you're going to destroy the Sharia law?
I will help to destroy it. Yes.
Sure. When you say Sharia law, do you mean a country? Because the law itself doesn't exist without a country implementing it.
Are you kidding me? The Sharia law is all over this country right now.
Would you mind giving some examples? Of
yeah, there's courts that are Sharia law courts.
Do you know who?
And where are they?
I'm a visitor.
But you're making claims, right? Would you like to substantiate some of your claims?
Do you have a card? And I'll email you all the information that you want. Give me your card.
So basically,
give me your card and I'll get you back.
It's not about card. I just want to ask you simply. If you have heard about Sharia courts in operation in England.
I've seen it on YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah. So basically, your knowledge about Islam and Sharia law all comes from YouTube. A lot of things comes from YouTube.
No. You're being disingenuous and you're being a liar. There are Sharia laws all over this country. Don't deny that. First of all, don't play games with me, okay? Don't screw around with me. Sharia law is here now. And our job is to get it out of here. Okay.
What's wrong with the Jewish law and what's wrong with the Sharia law?
You know what?
Yeah.
You're playing games with me and
Sharia
don't screw around with me.
Countries.
I am not talking about Judaism. I'm talking about Sharia law.
Sure.
We are all English people here. I'm an American. But I have come here.
How do you speak for the English then?
No,
if you're an American?
No, excuse me. I have come to support England and the English people. And that means their way of life, their language, their culture, and their courts.
What do you
their
have
way
so
of life?
Hang on. As a
you
Jew,
say their language. Most of the culture in Britain is American culture, actually, as a matter of fact. Most of the country in this country is American culture. And these fascists going about in England, what they should be going on about is the American culture. Never mind the Sharia law. It's the American culture.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think
Sharia law is not a threat.
You're so misguided.
Sharia law is not a threat.
America will not lift a sword against England, but Muslims will. I don't know. 300 million Americans. I promise you, you won't find one American that will harm anyone in England. But I can think of a billion. Muslims that will.
May I come to the question again? In comparing the Sharia law with the laws from Judaism.
No, you're don't screw around with me.
Don't
play games with me.
No,
you're playing games.
I just want to ask.
It's a provocative thing.
I think we're gonna go through.
I'll say it again.
No, I just want to ask.
I am here to support. Support England.
That's up to you.
And
you
the English people.
Israel?
And I'm not talking about Israel.
Who's saying
or Judaism.
That's up to you. The question I am simply asking is this: from what? Excuse me. When we hear that in Judaism. There's the laws of apostasy, for example. The laws to deal with homosexuality, like, for example, the homosexuals should be put to death.
When were they last implemented?
May I finish my question?
Hello?
We hear in the Judaic law, in the text in the Torah, that God even turned upside down Sodom and Gomorrah because they're practicing sodomy. Yeah? And there are clear laws, for example, of those who commit homosexuality, they should be all put to death. Likewise, anyone who changes his or her religion should be put to death. We find that in the Old Testament.
I'm a rabbi, so you're a liar.
Excuse me, I haven't finished.
You're a liar.
I haven't finished.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say right now, the whole premise
would you allow me
is
to
you're
make,
a liar.
Would you allow me to finish? Right?
Don't tell me that we kill people that
I am not accusing anyone. I'm saying what we know and what we hear. When we read the Old Testament of the Jewish people, like Jewish Publication Society, JPS, published the Bible, the Old Testament, for the Jewish people. It is the same there. The laws are there that, for example, anyone who commits apostasy, leaves their religion, they should be put to death. Now,
that's not true. That's
I haven't finished. Excuse me, I haven't finished.
Yeah, but let's establish the fact that you're a liar.
Why do you not allow me to finish? What's wrong with
hearing?
Because
it's a lie. Tell the truth and then talk about it.
Right.
Be honest.
In Leviticus, in Leviticus, is there a law dealing with punishment, giving capital punishment, crimes of capital punishment?
Why do you have to punish people?
I don't have a problem with this law. That's your book. It's your law.
No, go ahead.
I'm simply asking.
It's not my book.
In Sharia law, that we know of, there's also laws of apostasy, to kill the apostates that we hear. We also hear this in the Old Testament. The Jewish people and most Muslims, they have the same law to deal with apostasy.
No, they don't.
One example.
Have the same.
Secondly, the other example
no,
of homosexuality.
No, they don't.
It is,
no, they don't.
You see, it is not about implementation. It is about text. So if you find, for example, the texts are there, basis of the law are there in both the religions, then why are you against Sharia law when it's in your own religion?
Let me answer this question. Here's the answer to your question. The Jews will never, ever raise a hand to a person from England. Ever. The difference is that the radical Muslims will. And they say they will kill people in England. Now,
may I quote this verse from the Bible, Old Testament? The Torah, right? This is in Deuteronomy.
Yes.
13, verse 6.
Yes.
You know it?
No, but wait a minute.
Let me read it.
If you're saying that Sharia law and Judaism
are
the same...
The son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend that is thine with own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou, nor thy fathers, of the gods of the peoples that are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far from of thee, from the end of the earth, or even at thee.
Now, can you prove this law?
I know what he's saying. He's right on the mark. No, you're right. You're right.
Let's have the answer from the rabbi. Okay?
Now I'm going to answer you. You're right. No, I admit it.
Thou shalt not consent unto him.
That's right. You have to kill us. That's right.
Then I.
Do you want to hear yourself speak? No, I'm going to ask you a question.
You're not allowing the Bible to speak.
When was the last time?
No. He's right. Now I'm going to ask you a question.
Neither shall you speak.
So what you're saying is Judaism.
But thou shalt surely kill him.
Yeah.
So I find, and it continues, thy hand shall be first upon him to put him to death.
Is this
and
a speech? Or
did you have this ready for
what
our
round? Thank you very much. So what we found, excuse me.
To and fro, yes.
And
Now let me answer now.
The question I raise, look, I don't have a problem with any of your texts. No. I'm simply asking.
He's just here.
Hearing the rabbi's response.
Now I'm going to answer your question.
The question I ask is this.
You've asked your question.
No, I haven't. Let me ask, please. Right? Allow me to clarify.
You're saying Sharia law and Judaism.
Excuse me. Allow me to finish.
Okay, go ahead.
I have read from your own holy scripture where God is giving you a command. The command is, if someone serves other than the God of Israel, you should surely kill him.
That's right.
So that is the law of apostasy. If someone apostates from worshipping God of Israel,
Muslims don't serve the God of Israel.
Excuse me, you're not a rabbi.
You should. Put them to death.
Now, keep your mouth shut while I answer.
I haven't even finished.
Yes, you are. You're done. First of all, here's how it works. Yeah. You have to have two witnesses.
Okay, fair enough.
Male, 13 years or over.
Good.
And in front of those two witnesses, you must say to the man, are you aware that you are going against God's law?
Yeah.
And then the guy says, yes. You must, in front of those two witnesses, you ask them again, one more time, maybe you didn't hear me.
Sure.
Are you aware that you are going against God's will? Mm. At that point, you bring the person to a Beit Din, judges.
Yeah.
Now, what Muslim do you know would wait around for all that process to happen? I don't know one.
Good.
They
what happened
the guys
to the apostate?
No, don't screw around
After
with me.
After all this, I would like to know what happens to the apostate.
No. Eventually. It never has happened.
It has never happened.
The situation is so rare.
Really?
So completely rare. Unlike what you believe, if you just see somebody that you think is against Allah, you kill them right then and there.
No, we don't do that. So in response, are there lots of Jews in Israel who don't believe in God and they don't worship the God of Israel? What would you do to them?
Not a damn thing. Because there's no...
My question is, in Israel, there are a lot of Jewish people who don't believe in God.
And
who don't believe in the God of Israel.
What happens to them?
Would you kill them?
No.
So you would not believe in this text, the law God has given it.
No, because the law is you bring the person to the Beit Din.
Suppose you've done that.
Now, let me explain something that
would you do that? Would you bring them to the...
Keep your mouth shut. I'm talking to you.
Excuse me. This is not a good manner.
No, you know what?
In England, we have
manners. You're a proverb.
We don't say shut up and listen, right?
In America,
right?
Here's how it works.
Not in America.
Since the destruction of the temple, there is no more laws.
What is the law of homosexuality? If someone is a homosexual, according to the Jewish law...
I could care less.
According to God's law in the Old Testament, what is the punishment for homosexuality?
Again, you have to have two witnesses, 13 years or older, that believe in the Torah, to come up to him and say, do you realize that you're a fag?
Yep. And then what happens?
And the guy says,
supposed
yes.
To say yeah.
Yes. And then if he says, wait. And then if he says, do you realize that you're going against it? Then you bring him to the court in Jerusalem. Problem is that Jerusalem was destroyed. There is no more court. So therefore, all the laws you're stating cannot be adjudicated. It's a moot issue. You're wrong.
So basically, what do you say about the very law which says kill the homosexuals? Not the application of it or the implementation of it. The very law that exists in your holy Bible, the holy scripture, the Tanakh.
What do you say about that?
I am asking you as a rabbi.
What do you say about
look, look,
that?
I'll
no,
tell
no,
you.
What do you say about
in
that?
In response, brother, in response, I am not a rabbi and I'm not a mullah. You are. So as a rabbi, you have, let me state my question. As a rabbi, you have a command of God. Where God says kill the homosexuals. Do you think God was right in giving this command?
I can say.
Are you serious?
And the answer is? You're on tape, mate. And the answer is?
Yeah, man.
Whatever it says in the Torah is straight from God's will.
So God was right to command to kill the homosexuals.
That's right.
And God was right also to command to kill the apostates.
But there's a law. But see what you...
Now, do you see why some people consider this law and Sharia law are very similar?
You're a liar. I just explained to my people. Wait, let me finish. Let me finish. I explained to you. You don't want to hear what I'm saying because you're a provocateur. It will never happen that somebody would be killed like that because there's no court. There is no court. And you think Sharia law is a
basically. Fair enough. The point you're making is this: the Bible or the Old Testament.
You're saying
the Old Testament. Jewish people, even though it was from God, it needs reformed and changed to the modern standards of England and
America. When was the last
America,
time
right?
Jew because killed God sexuality? He will not.
Is that what you're
saying? He's trying to say that we're like them. So I'm like you. I'm like you. I'm like you.
In what way?
Am I like you?
In what way?
I'm going to kill a homosexual?
Do you
want to kill a homosexual?
No.
Why not?
Because I am not the authority.
Yeah.
It is up to the authority.
But the authority will.
It's the Jewish authority. Look, they have the power to kill the homosexuals. It is their authority.
Okay, let's go.
Right? Yeah. Are you by the way, do you believe in God or not?
We'll see about that.
I'd like to have a talk with you one day. I'm really interested.
You will sink like Titanic, I bet.